Hey, Pat, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Okay, how about you?
I'm doing great, brother. Another day in paradise, you know? So I got everything set up with Randy. He wanted me to give you a call to set the client interview time up. The plan is to call you for the interview, and then we'll conference them in, okay?
Right.
They only have three available spots left for today. One's at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 3 p.m., or 4 p.m. Which time works best for you?
3 p.m.
3 p.m.? Okay, perfect. So I'm going to book that in right now.
You have been having trouble calling Randy.
So we figured it out, right? So what I had to do was call him on our, internal number. Right, the 877 number, and that goes through when I call him. But what's weird is when I call you on the VOI number, like I just did, it does go through. So I'm gonna put in the notes anytime we're calling Randy's phone or you from now on, because you guys are an active client. We'll call from the 877. You know.
Okay. What we need to do is figure out why. What settings are on Randy's phone that are causing that to cycle you off? Because we don't need customers having that issue.
I agree 100%.
He and I are both on Mint Mobile. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us have landlines anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in theory, there should not be an issue, but I called both of his numbers within the last hour, and they worked just fine for me. And that was done intentionally before your call,
right?
So that we could make sure that there wasn't anything wrong with his numbers.
What's the phone carrier again?
Mint, M-I-N-T, Mobile.
Mint Mobile, okay. And when I call...
Mint Mobile is one of these, Patriot Mobile, Boost Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
They all piggyback onto another carrier, but they're much cheaper. So, our lines, we have three lines, and they're only $15 each.
Wow.
I
paid 50.
and it gets us at $15, it gets us 5 gig of data each month. But if you needed 10 or you needed 15, then you pay another $5 for another 5 gig. They're a little bit weaker signal in this area because we're more spread out than the regular one. But if you don't really need that data all the time, it's just not a big deal.
Right. But, and what's weird, you're on the same phone, right? With Mint?
Yes.
Yeah. And so when I call you from the VOI, it works, right? But when I call Randy, it always just goes to voicemail, super
and
weird.
There's something he's set up on his phone that's causing that.
Right. I can message, so we have a guy here, he's like our web developer, he's super tech, his name's Steve. I don't know if he can, I don't know 100% if he can help fix that, but I'll message him and see if he has any insight towards it. Because I get what you're saying. You don't want to miss calls from clients,
Right. So, when you ask him, just tell him that you're having this problem. And so it seems to be there's probably some settings that Randy has accidentally done.
Right.
On his phone that's causing it to react to a VoIP connection.
Okay. So I'll message Steve on that. I'll get back to you guys regarding that as soon as I get an answer from him. Because the initial onboarding right? They're not going to know. Like, I got to message him directly and see if I could get you guys a solution on that, you know?
Yeah. By the way, on Mint Mobile, it's owned by Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, really? Okay. That's awesome. I'm thinking about switching, man. I pay $50 a month. I'd love to pay $15, you know?
we were on Verizon forever, AT&T before that, and loved them, but I just couldn't, you know, with us having to pay for three lines, it's a lot of money going out the door for what?
For sure. It's like cable. So, we used to have cable, and, man, they just kept upping our price every year. So me and my wife, we got like this Fire Stick, and, you know, so one of our friends like jailbroke it or something. I was like, thank God, you know, like now we're not paying all this crazy. It was like $130 a month or something crazy. I was like, man.
Yeah. And if you're on Amazon Prime, you can get most of the movies that you want anyway.
Yeah. So. We have Prime, you know, I feel like the Amazon drivers know our house by heart, you know, but my wife's always ordering stuff. It's crazy.
and something that you have to be patient with people our age. Back when he and I were in our 40s, we were actually building computers for a living.
Wow. Okay.
And we were very conversant in PC, but that technology has gone beyond us, and people our age, we don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you guys are going to say, hey, you need to go and get these Google reviews done with people,
mm-hmm.
we say, okay, that's fine. But when we get there and they've got something different than we're used to, we don't know what to do.
Right.
And Randy and I were discussing that this morning, and we're going to have to figure out a workaround on that sort of thing, because we need to get those reviews in.
Yeah, so with Google, I have the answer to that already. So the thing about Google is, for you to leave a review on Google, you have to be logged into a Gmail account or a Google Works, but like it has to be a Google account that they leave the review from. So if you run into clients that have like AOL or Yahoo or something different, right? It's not going to.
We're both iPhone folks.
So. Right. You know,
but
I know
we both do have
marketing at Gmail.
We both have PCs.
So, right.
But when you get to a customer, it goes beyond us quickly as to how to deal with it.
Right.
So,
right. The short answer to it is that you can have, if you run into that where, you know, let's say, you know, Betsy Lou has like an AOL or something, right? And instead of her leaving it on the Google account, we could create you like a Yelp, right? Or a different directory where they can leave the reviews on. But obviously ideally you want all the reviews on Google, because that's like the main place where people are going to see them. And, you know, it's important for sure, you know. But
you guys probably have onboarding folks that can figure out how to handle the majority of that, then we can just
100%
take the instructions with us.
Yeah, know. They'll give you a request review function on your, and we send you like a pre-made text, it's called a like tiny URL that you're able to just send to them, so they could just click it and leave the review. But if they don't have a Google account, I'll put that in the notes for them to go over to. That way, you guys have an alternative, like a different directory where they can put it on.
See,
you know.
Yeah, and you see that we use
BirdEye.
We use the. No, it just walked away from me.
I hate it when that happens.
The QR codes.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that on your website. Yeah.
I set those up all the time, and if there's a way to set these things up on somebody just scans a QR code for Mac or this or that, and it pops up with easy instructions, then people will do it while we're sitting there with them. They can scan it and boom.
Right. I'll message Steve on that because he's the main guy that does that type of stuff too. So I'll send him the message both on the phone issue and then also the QR code for obviously the Google reviews primarily, but alternatives in case they don't have a Google account. And I'll let you – I'll have an answer for both too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you bringing that up to me. You know, if you didn't, we wouldn't know. So thank you. Thank you. But right now your client interview is scheduled between 3 and 4. What's going to happen with that, Pat, is they're going to call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first and just introduce you to the technician. Okay?
That's fine.
And I'll make it to where they're going to call you first, and then we'll conference in Randy. Randy, I'm sorry. I almost said Pat.
If that doesn't work, then I'll let him.
Okay. So we'll get it done though. But and I'll call him right now and let him know. I'm gonna try again on the VOI just to see if it actually goes through. That way I got more feedback for Steve. But if not, I'll call him on the 877 that way to make sure the call goes through. Okay.
Okay.
One more thing too, and I've been telling all my clients, my new clients too. So on Sunday, I'm going to Florida. So I'm gonna be in Florida all next week. I won't be back until the following week, just so you guys are aware. When you call, right, it'll be on my voicemail that I'm in Florida too. That way clients that haven't heard it, but you're going to want to press extension 1 for just next week while I'm out. And then after that, I'll be back. So you hit 711, it goes directly to me. Okay.
Yep.
So I just want to give you guys a heads up on that. Like, hey, you know, Dan said he's responsive and he's not answering. I'm gone all next week, so just a heads up on that, okay?
Not a problem.
All right. So I'll get these notes over, and I'll call Randy real quick, and I'll talk to you guys today at 3 p.m., okay?
Yeah, so are you going to go move to Florida?
No, I'm not moving to Florida. My son, actually, he has a youth football tournament out there. It's like the top 8 teams in the country got invited. So we're going out there. It's like a battle tournament. It's going to be like a week long, you know. I coach high school football, too, so I help with his team. Yeah. So it's going to be – yeah, it should be a lot of fun for sure, you know.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Pat. Bye.
Bye.